You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Detroit basketball! What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, March the 15th. And Sekou stands alone as the longest tenured Piston. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City, covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. The Pistons dropped one on Saturday night in Brooklyn. We're going to talk about that. But the biggest news of the weekend, the Pistons made a trade on Friday evening. We've got thoughts and reaction, including why my take has evolved on these types of trades, thanks to Troy Weaver showing me and us the way in Pistons Nation. Also later on, we're going to look ahead to tonight's game against the San Antonio Spurs, a rematch of the 2005 NBA Finals. I'm sure that's going to be on the top of everyone's mind here at Little Caesars Arena tonight. But give me a follow on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Matt Shook. Give brother Brian a follow at bshook12 on Twitter and also the Play Michigan Twitter account, play_Michigan. But the Pistons traded Svi Mykhailiuk to the Oklahoma City Thunder along with a 2027 second-round pick that belonged to the Houston Rockets. In return, the Pistons receive Hamidou Diallo from the Thunder. We got more details and reaction about this one later. The biggest change and transformation of this roster is unbelievable. Sekou Doumbouya, the pick in 2019's draft, is now the longest tenured Piston and the only Piston that is still around from the pre-Troy Weaver era. And no, Troy Weaver has not been here very long. He has turned over this roster completely. My tweet from over the weekend, I can just imagine Ed Stefanski's job interview with Troy Weaver and how apparently the things that they value, the type of roster team building, is the exact opposite from each other. Weaver hates the players that Stefanski apparently covets, but yet Stefanski hired Troy Weaver, and it has worked out well for the Pistons, but just a strange way of hiring that the guys – normally I would think that you would hire someone who kind of has your sensibilities because you believe in your own sensibilities, but just weird how that worked out. I had one concern, or one of my concerns, about the Troy Weaver hiring, and I had more positive things and things I was excited about with Troy Weaver, and I wanted him to be the guy that was brought in, or on the short list of people that I wanted the Pistons to hire. But I was a little bit concerned that you had Arne Tellem and Ed Stefanski still there, and I was like, well, maybe it's just going to kind of be more of the same of a front office that I was very underwhelmed by the last couple of years. I'm here to tell you on March 15th, 2021, that is not an issue. There is no issue with who's in charge or whether Troy Weaver is just kind of brought in as window dressing or something like that. No, that man is in charge of this team, is in charge of this roster, and I think the Pistons organization, the Pistons fan base, and this city and this state are better for it, and this man's in charge, and he is not afraid to empty the clip, and he has done that almost completely with this roster in less than a year. But Saturday night, well, we got more on Hamidou Diallo. We're going to introduce you to him, meet a Piston from Brian, and just my thoughts on the trade. I got some takes on it as well. But first, the Pistons took the L on Saturday night in Brooklyn. Just another artful, tight loss, the kind of stuff that's perfect for the tank. And Brian's got the details from Barclays Center.
This is your Pistons game recap.
The Pistons fell to 10-28 on the season, dropping a close one in Brooklyn 100-95 to the Nets on Saturday night. The Pistons got behind early but hung around and made a run late in the fourth quarter, even taking the lead with about 3 minutes left before ultimately succumbing to the Nets, who were playing without superstar Kevin Durant and newly acquired former Piston Blake Griffin. The Pistons, now losers of three straight games, were led once again by Jeremy Grant, who poured in 22 points for the Pistons. Joining him on double digits for the night were fellow starters Sadiq Bey and DeLon Wright, and off the bench, Rodney Magruder had a strong game, throwing in 7 rebounds to add to his 10 points. Mason Plumlee also had 11 points, but also added 9 rebounds and a team-leading 6 assists. The Nets were led by all-world duo Kyrie Irving, who had 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists, with 3 steals added to that, and the beard James Harden poured in a triple-double to the tune of 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists to lead the Nets to their 26th win of the season. The two mercurial superstars were joined by fellow starters DeAndre Jordan, Joe Harris, and Landry Shamet off the bench in scoring double digits. The Pistons were able to cover the Bet Online 11-point spread while the under came comfortably in. Detroit is back in action tonight against the Spurs in a game we will preview later in the show. This has been your Pistons Game Recap.
Pistons hung around, made it interesting, and came back late on Saturday night, but more buckets down the stretch. James Harden with a couple of big hoops there to put it out of the arm's length reach of the Pistons, and they couldn't get it done. Or if you're like me and you're rooting for losses at this point, you're really focused on that tank, they really got it done. I watched a lot of college basketball over the weekend, probably like a lot of you guys too. Cade Cunningham is the real deal. Evan Mobley looks like he's got the tools to be a real player as well. I've been in love with Jalen Suggs for a while. And then Kuminga Green. And it's just important for the Pistons to put their worst foot forward and try to be the worst team in the league to guarantee a top 5 pick in the draft and to help out those lottery odds as well. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Less important that you finish the worst team in the league so that you can have better percentages to get the top 4 picks. That's not the point. It's part of the point, but more important that you are the worst so that if you don't win the lottery, you don't slide out of the top 5. That's the objective here. The smooth lottery odds mean the top 3 positions are the exact same. So in that regard, there's no difference between being the third worst team in the league and the worst team in the league, but how the cookie crumbles after those 4 lottery spots are taken are the thing that I'm focused on here. And we wouldn't be talking about this as much if it wasn't for the special nature of these top 5 guys in this particular draft that seem like a shrewd move for an organization to play towards being the worst team in the league. So with that all said, some good news for the Pistons on Sunday night, as well as the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Portland Trailblazers. That's their 9th win of the season, the 2nd of theirs since the All-Star break at 9-30. The Timberwolves are now just a game and a half behind the Pistons for worst record in the NBA, 10-28 for Detroit. However, if you haven't noticed, the Houston Rockets are making their own bid for worst team in the league. They are now 11-26, so the Pistons just, quick math here, game and a half ahead of them as well. Of course, more important is the win column as opposed to the game and a half standings, traditional numbers, as the Pistons have 10 wins, the Houston Rockets have 11, and the Minnesota Timberwolves have 9. So 16 straight losses for the Rockets, who got trucked again on Sunday night, this time by the Boston Celtics, 134-107. Christian Wood coming back soon, so maybe that will help their cause in terms of getting some wins here for the Houston Rockets in due time, but not looking good for them and for the Pistons, because you got another team that's making a serious charge in terms of going for the worst record in the NBA. So good news, bad news, but good to see Minnesota turning things around in the positive direction. And if you're a Pistons fan, you should be happy about that. You've got my word about that. But up next, big trade for the Pistons. We're going to talk about what it means for this season, what it means going forward, why me back in the summer in the pre-Troy Weaver era might have had a different take about this trade. Trust in Troy, right? So that's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But first, so you've probably tried meditation before and it didn't work, right? Or maybe you felt like you were doing it wrong. If mental health is part of your self-care plan this year, and it should be, you owe it to yourself to try Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing in the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. You overwhelmed? Headspace is a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace has worked for me. I vouch for meditation. It's something that helped me a lot during the year of 2020 to get over some sickness. And in 2021, it's helping me not only get over that, but thrive into a better feeling overall and more happiness as well. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today.
Brother Brian here, and I've got you all set up for tonight. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. And here's something you don't hear very often. The Pistons are hosting the Spurs tonight, and that game is opened as a pick 'em. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Yes, sir!
Hey, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, how much do you really know about these potential NBA stars of tomorrow? If you want to know more, you need to subscribe to the Locked On NBA Draft Podcast, a must for Pistons fans these next couple months. Prospect scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft. As we mentioned, the Pistons made a big trade on Friday night, sending Svi Mykhailiuk to the Oklahoma City Thunder along with a second-round pick for Hamidou Diallo, the 2019 slam dunk champion. He comes to Detroit, where he's going to team up with the runner-up of the 2019 slam dunk championship, Dennis Smith Jr. Good times for highlights in the highlight reel at Little Caesars Arena. Brother Brian's got more details on Hamidou. Tell us about him.
Pistons general manager Troy Weaver was back at it again on Friday night, shipping Svi Mykhailiuk, one of only two Pistons remaining from last year's roster, to Oklahoma City along with a 2027 second round pick that originally belonged to Houston. This leaves Sekou Doumbouya as the only Piston player who was on the roster last year. In return, the Pistons received Hamidou Diallo, a 22-year-old, 6'5", 200-pound guard. Diallo is from Queens, New York, and would attend the University of Kentucky, where he played in one season under Coach Calipari in Lexington. Diallo was selected with the 45th pick in the 2018 NBA draft by the Brooklyn Nets, and his draft rights were subsequently traded to the Charlotte Hornets and ultimately the Oklahoma City Thunder, where he would play for 2.5 seasons. Part of a crowded roster in Oklahoma City, Diallo has seen his minutes and production increase in each of his three seasons with the Thunder. This year, Diallo has averaged 24 minutes a game while also posting career highs with 12 points and 5 rebounds a night. Hamidou's most notable achievement in the NBA was the 2019 Slam Dunk Championship. A bballindex.com deep dive shows that Diallo is very adept at getting to the rim and a above average defender, but his perimeter shooting, while improving, still needs a lot of help. No word yet on if Diallo will be available to the Pistons as they take on the San Antonio Spurs tonight at home. Welcome to Detroit, Hamidou.
Pistons fans, it's worth going back to YouTube and checking out the clips of the 2019 dunk contest. Worth a watch for you guys. Jumped over Shaq in that one. Hamidou stuck his elbow in the rim. Always good, of course, to hear annoying-ass Reggie Miller ruining cool things as well. So a great watch on all respects. But this trade, the Pistons, first of all, they're in tank mode right now. And Svi, although he's really struggled this year, I'm optimistic for his sake that his shot comes around in the second half of the season. Water tends to find his level. I know he doesn't have a long, extensive track record of being a knockdown shooter, but that the form is there, and it seems like that could be something that you would think comes around. He's been bad this year. There's no doubt about that. It's just not going really well. 33% from three, down brings his career average down to 37%. So far, he had 40% from three last year in the only other season that he's gotten real minutes so far, year three in the NBA. But I like Svi. I did a long feature about him in the news, Detroit News, last January. I emailed with his dad quite a bit for that, talked to his agent as well. And when he's been struggling, when I'm watching Svi struggle, I think more, and I could be wrong, and maybe this isn't the right way to think, but sometimes I think, hey, this could be not that bad because now the Pistons could get him re-signed to a really reasonable contract the next few years, and I have confidence that he'll play up and beat that contract this offseason. He's a restricted free agent. His confidence, it will come around, and it might end up being an okay thing. Sam Presti apparently agrees with that kind of thinking, and he's taking that chance. And also, what if the rest of the season, what if Svi does get hot? We know that three-point shooting is the biggest indicator right now in the league about whether you win or lose. And the Pistons, right? You trade Svi, and you look like you might be dispatching Wayne Ellington here in these next couple weeks as well. The Pistons are going to be the worst team in the league at three-pointers the rest of the season. That is by design, I believe. And I also think that the fact that they can't protect the rim, that's also by design. It helps them lose. You can't shoot threes, you can't protect the rim, and that's a good thing for a team that would benefit from losing as opposed to winning in these next 34 games to end the season. Hamidou Diallo shoots 29% from three. That's a really brutal percentage there. But again, 33% for Svi, so it's really not all that much different so far this year. But the shooting and the rim protection, those are things that you can address in the future as you get better and as you start to go away from trying to lose, which I think could be as soon as next year. I don't know why. You know, we all talk about Amani Bates, but the way that this thing is moving and the way that some of these young guys are playing, I don't know that you're going to see guys like me talking about tanking and hoping for losses in the second half. That's not to say this team will make the playoffs next season, but I think it's going to be a little bit different of a look and a little bit different of a motivation. You hope for some of those winning streaks going forward. Diallo, he's having a breakout this year for Oklahoma City, a two-way athlete, just more length. The length is the Troy Weaver's favorite thing. A defensive player as well. Now, my evolution as a podcaster, pre-Troy Weaver, last summer, this type of deal, I might have been pretty skeptical about this move and said, hey, here's two young guys that are traded for each other. One is slumping after a solid year two in Svi Mykhailiuk, and one is playing his best ball in year three after struggling out of the gate early as a really young guy in his first 2 years. A couple different ways of looking at that. Maybe Diallo's trajectory continues to go up, and this is a nice time to get him. Or maybe you're buying high on Hamidou Diallo and selling low on Svi Mykhailiuk, who's a shooter that I believe that could tap into more as time goes on. I also probably would have made a joke about the Pistons despising second-round picks. So maybe I'll still make that joke there. But this is one of those times when you've got to trust the player evaluation of Troy Weaver, and you should trust the player. Not blindly. He's given you reason to do that. There's not reason not to trust in Troy right now. When Troy Weaver drafted Hamidou Diallo as part of the Oklahoma City front office, he knows him, and this fits Troy's vision. It adds to the soul of this team. It's part of the turning of the page, the fresh start that this organization is having. It's a nice breath of fresh air. And for me, I believe this is the continuation of some solid moves that Troy Weaver has made as general manager of the Detroit Pistons. Proven to be a good thing so far with him driving the ship. Hamidou Diallo is an exciting player, a hard worker, an athletic guy, and I think that he will fit in with this team just fine. I have talked on this podcast many times when the Thunder were a playoff team or trying to get over the hump. I've talked about trading Langston Galloway to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Hamidou Diallo in a second-round pick. Those kind of deals of a guy who hasn't really shown much in his first year or first 2 years in the NBA. Well, now he's making that move. So as a guy that I have talked about, that I have kind of zeroed in on over these last few years, I think I talked about even Ellington for him at the deadline last year when Oklahoma City, a poor three-point shooting team that has very much athletes these last several years in the NBA. That's part of Weaver's vision. I don't think he's ever going to turn the Pistons into one of the top three-point shooting teams, but certainly they'll want to improve about what they are right now. But I'm sure that Troy Weaver's got that on the to-do list going forward as well, and hopefully these guys like Diallo, guys like Josh Jackson, Jeremy Grant's continuation, that those guys develop more consistent and better three-point shots as well. Because if you haven't noticed, that's where this game is going, for better or worse. I like the trade. Good stuff from Troy Weaver, and I'm excited to see his new acquisition out there soon in the red, white, and blue. But up next, tonight, San Antonio Spurs are in town. We're going to tell you all about it You're on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all the bars. But now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup in the sweetest 16. As that continues, there is one team already in the enticing eight. But the teams vying for the sweetest 16 to get out of the sweetest 16 today are the toffee almond flavor and mint brownie. Who do you like out of toffee almond and mint brownie? I'm going to go with toffee almond myself. One of my favorite flavors. I think that gets in the enticing eight. Cookies and cream already in the enticing eight, waiting for the rest of the field to move on. But toffee almond versus mint brownie is the matchup today. Go to BuiltBar.com or to bar_built on Twitter. Remember, use the promo code LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. March Madness is here, and that means bracket challenges. Join our Locked On Listener Bracket Challenge group on ESPN. Submit your March Madness picks, beat your favorite hosts, and if you win, you will get a guest appearance on Locked On Today, our daily news podcast. The link to join is in the show notes of this episode. Get your picks in today. Brother Brian's got the details on Pistons Spurs tonight from LCA.
This is your Pistons game preview. The 10-28 Pistons are playing host to the 19-16 and Southwest Division leading San Antonio Spurs tonight at LCA. The Pistons come in trying to snap a three-game losing streak, most recently Saturday night against Brooklyn 100-95. The Spurs are coming into town after a 35-point drubbing last night at the hands of the Sixers 134-99. For the second straight game, the Spurs were without leading scorer DeMar DeRozan against Philadelphia as he was attending his father's funeral in Los Angeles. The Spurs get scoring from a lot of contributors as Dejounte Murray, Keldon Johnson, Patty Mills, Rudy Gay, and Lonnie Walker IV all average in double digits. Five-time world champion and three-time NBA Coach of the Year Greg Popovich is in his 25th season with the Spurs, making him the longest tenured coach in the NBA. And he's only four wins from becoming the third NBA coach all-time to hit the 1,300-win plateau. The BetOnline.ag spread for this game has it opened as a pick'em, and the game number hasn't opened at time of recording, so follow Locked On Pistons on Twitter for that information. The game will tip off at 8 o'clock at Little Caesars Arena on Fox Sports Detroit and 97.1 The Ticket. This has been your Pistons game preview.
8 o'clock start tonight, so a late one for the Pistons and the Spurs. Wanted to draw a little bit of attention to Keldon Johnson, who you can add that to the list of players that maybe the Pistons should have taken last year at number 15 instead of Sekou Doumbouya. I am guilty as anyone. I was kind of driving the Sekou train leading up to the draft. Didn't think he'd be available at 15, but Sekou, and not that the players drafted right below him in the draft have proven to be anything really that special. Chuma Okeke, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Goga Patadze, and Luka Samacic are four of those names. But then you find a couple of diamonds there with Matisse Thybulle, who's not been great this year, but obviously is a guy who's going to have a role in the NBA for a long time. Brandon Clark, who's another guy I liked a heck of a lot going into the draft as well. I did have Sekou ahead of him on my board. But yeah, Brandon Clark was a guy I definitely had ranked higher than 15 where the Pistons picked as well. Grant Williams, a little bit overrated because he played with Boston, and everyone is overrated with Boston. And then not too much to like in the rest of the first round until you get to the second to last pick of the draft, or the first round, sorry, and that is Keldon Johnson. And right before the Pistons, you know, turned into Milwaukee, turned into the Pistons, turned into Cleveland, the Kevin Porter pick. So one pick before the Pistons would have been picking at 30 had they not traded that pick. Keldon Johnson, he fell far. I mean, he was a guy who was right up in that Pistons range of the middle of the first round, but fell on draft night and is really turning himself into a player. 14 points a game right now for the San Antonio Spurs in year two, a starter. So a guy to watch and a guy that I'm going to be keeping my eye on tonight, Keldon Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs. A swing and a miss by 28 teams, but a lot of NBA teams that missed out on him as he slipped and really what turned into kind of an ugly second half of the first round of that draft. Nasir Little hasn't really turned into anything. Dylan Windler, Kevin Galle out of Florida State, Jordan Poole. I mean, these guys aren't really lighting the world on fire by any means. But Keldon Johnson is an exception to that and someone who has stepped up and played well in his young career so far. But that'll do it for this episode of Locked On Pistons. I'm your host, Matt Shook. Thanks, as always, to Brother Brian for the great show contributions. And that wraps up this edition. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Hollinger and Duncan. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.